welcome to another Weichert Workforce Mobility Podcast. Latin America has become particularly attractive for companies looking to go global, but with great opportunity comes equally great talent mobility challenges. In an effort to equip today's corporate relocation managers with the insight they need to overcome these hurdles, Weichert Workforce Mobility recently conducted a survey of approximately 90 global HR professionals across 11 industries to identify best practices for deploying talent in the Latin America region. In today's podcast, we're going to examine some of the challenges identified as most critical by our survey respondents. Our subject matter experts are Laura Levinson and Andres Lopez Jamozas. Laura is the director of the global practice of our consulting services group and the architect of our Latin America survey. She has over 20 years of global workforce mobility experience, and to complement that experience, she has lived and worked as an assignee herself in China. Andres is International Tax and Compensation Manager on Weichert's mobility team. In this role, he provides globally mobile employees with guidance on every aspect of their moves and also serves as a trusted partner to client companies on such matters as policy, global business process, programming budget, international tax and payroll compliance, visa immigration, and much more. Andres has a decade of experience in the global mobility industry and has prior experiences as operations manager for CompUSA, sales associate for Coldwell Banker, and as a leasing agent in Caracas, Venezuela. To get started, let's take a look at the salary administration, since, of course, how companies pay employees is always one of their highest priorities, and it's certainly something that our results revealed was a concern of today's companies. Laura, can you speak to both the survey results and what we see as common practice amongst our client base where salary is concerned?
In our experience, we see pay delivery dependent on labor and tax laws of both the home and the host country pairings, as well as the length and type of assignment. The survey results showed that 48% of employees remain on home-based pay, 7% shift to host-based pay, 23% are paid in both locations or on a split payroll, and the rest, about 22%, are paid on a case-by-case basis. Or in other words, there is no actual policy per se dictating the way employees are compensated. I believe the reason so many of our respondents selected split pay really is because Brazil is the country with the largest number of assignments, and based on the Brazilian tax system, which follows a global tax model similar to the U.S., anyone employed there must be paid some portion of their pay in Brazilian currency and likewise pay Brazilian taxes.
Andres, in regards to our client base, can you tell us how our survey results align with how our clients are actually compensating their employees? And specifically, to Laura's point, what is split pay and why it is challenging to administer?
The majority of our clients adopt a home-based payroll approach, and the rest will either adopt a host-based payroll or paid on a case-by-case basis. Very few of our clients have adopted a split pay. Split payrolls are complex strategies for compensating expatriate employees that require extensive coordination between international HR professionals, payroll teams, service providers, and assignees themselves. As you may know, the term split payroll can be used in many contexts. It is important to note the difference between split payroll, which is an arrangement under which funds are paid to an employee from both home and host country payrolls, and a split delivery, which is an arrangement under which funds are delivered to the assignee in the host country, but not necessarily from the host payroll. Under split delivery approach, funds could be wired from the home payroll. And there are several reasons why companies implement split payroll arrangements, and a few of these are exchange rate protection for the assignees, assignee convenience and personal cash flow management, legal labor law requirements, in this case for foreign nationals working in Brazil, as Laura had previously mentioned, tax withholding requirements, and determination of pensionable earnings in the home country pension plans. On the other hand, there can be some limiting factors. For one, split payroll arrangements can be complex and expensive to administer, particularly when the home and host countries are not on the same pay frequency. For example, when one pays biweekly and the other pays monthly. In addition, they may not be completely avoid exchange rate risks for which they were established in the first place.
So, Andres, for clients who do use a split payroll methodology for compliance reasons, do you have any recommendations for how to administer this model more accurately and effectively?
Well, Tim, there's no predominant best practice or one-size-fits-all approach when it comes to dual payrolls. Companies should really evaluate their payroll needs based on their policy, payroll practices, which includes their frequencies, technology capabilities, locations, and available resources. You know, there's specific country regulations that may limit their options when setting up a compensation delivery strategy. In some countries, the employer may prefer to deliver a limited amount of cash in the host country currency to avoid having a large cash balance tied up in that currency. For example, Argentina and Brazil, which are the common countries in Latin America that have currency controls.
Well, looking at the overall survey results, the majority of respondents cited coordinating payroll and compensation as their primary challenge when it comes to deploying and managing talent within Latin America. Laura, what makes it so difficult, coordinating payroll and compensation in Latin America, and how can companies overcome some of these challenges?
If we look at this at a very big picture level, this is a region that has over 30 countries with different reporting requirements. And as a result, things like in-kind payments such as rent, education, tuition, and allowances are often treated as income for tax reporting purposes. And this can make tracking of all those sorts of payments really very difficult, especially since that tracking and the tax reporting is different from country to country. We can optimize the process by making and tracking those payments and allowances, and we automate the process of collecting payroll information through a tool that we've developed, which Andres can talk about, so that regardless of the source of the payment, we have an accurate record of the total compensation. This then expedites compensation reporting as a process.
Excellent. Well, that's a great segue over to Andres, too. Andres, Laura had mentioned that we do have a tool that we utilize to make this process a little bit, or at least try to alleviate it somewhat for our clients or track it a little bit better.
We do, and as everybody knows and they're here listening today, sending employees on overseas assignments give rise to a number of compensation concerns and challenges for their employers, especially when it comes to collecting the compensation data for compliance, tax, and payroll reporting purposes. And until now, the most common method for collecting data has involved completing and transmitting Excel spreadsheets, which is a very labor-intensive, inefficient, and often complex process that nobody looks forward to. But when not done correctly or in a timely manner, it can give rise to errors that can jeopardize your company's compliance and subject to heavy fines. As part of our commitment to continually optimizing our international assignment management technology, Weichert Workforce Mobility has developed a system that makes the global compensation request and submission process simpler, faster, and more secure. And that's our Global Compensation Collection web portal, which gives our clients a secure depository for centralized data gathering, tracking, and sharing that cuts compensation collection time in half. The Global Compensation Collection portal was developed in partnership with some of our clients with heavy global compensation demands. And this automates and standardizes the data exchange process, increasing the accuracy while eliminating the hassle of uploading and downloading files, but also the possibility of omission, underreporting, or duplication of data and data security issues.
Well, since decisions about pay delivery are closely connected to matters of compliance, let's dig a little bit deeper on compliance concerns. Now, as we discussed, our survey had several questions regarding compliance, and we've already really talked about the first one, which was the single greatest challenge that companies face in relocating employees within the LATAM region. The second asked respondents if their company had been the subject of an audit in any of the following categories: taxation, compensation and payroll, visa and immigration, or anything else connected to international assignments. Laura, can you talk a little bit about the results for perhaps the second question there in regards to audits and how the companies who responded to our survey may be dealing with those?
The second question around audit really does drive the point home, with almost the same percent, 47% of the respondents, indicating that they had been the subject of a compliance audit. The number of both tax and visa immigration-related audits was comparatively low, though, when compared to the top audit countries that we work with, the U.S., the U.K., India, and China. But those countries are also among the top 10 international assignment volume locations. So based on the pattern already established with tightening visa and immigration restrictions, we do anticipate that as volume increases in Latin America, tax laws will also evolve to a stricter position, and audits, too, will increase in Latin America.
Well, Andres, in your day-to-day working with clients, what are your thoughts about compliance, particularly in the areas of taxation, since you're working on tax and compensation services with several companies? Are there any recommendations you typically give in this area?
Yeah, you know, can we tell them to typically look at their immigration regulations, which may also impact planning, as some work permits require that a minimum salary level be paid in the host country. Further, there can be significant tax savings buried in the details of structuring and timing of the delivery of remuneration and allowances. For example, assignment length or tax reimbursement methodology may have an impact on whether an item attracts taxation. It's not surprising that the best time to find these opportunities is before the onset of an international assignment.
Last but certainly not least, can you talk a little bit about what the survey results showed you in regards to compliance with visa and immigration requirements, because that, on a country-by-country basis, because that is obviously something that was elevated as a major concern by our respondents?
Sure. Well, in terms of visa and immigration challenges, certainly the greatest concerns are around the amount of time needed for processing and the lack of clarity of information about the process itself, and also the perception that there are ever-changing requirements and paperwork necessary to complete an application. Regardless of the concern, nearly all said that if the application isn't filed completely or correctly the first time, it sets up a red flag, and then the delays are even extended longer.
And Andres, drilling this down to the client level, what solutions do you typically recommend to your clients where visa and immigration are concerned?
Well, Tim, it all boils down really to starting the process early enough to align the start date with the work permit. You know, they have to be aware of the constant changes in the immigration laws, and for that, WICRT engages the best in-class visa providers to assist with the application process and monitor those changes. Clear expectations have to be set for the start date with the business units, and they must align with the immigration process.
Thanks. Well, there's some great information there from our subject matter experts. And now the data we've covered in this podcast really only scratches the surface when it comes to the challenges companies face when deploying talent in Latin America. This is obviously a complex region that demands close and continuous observation and staying abreast of the latest news and information. A good place to start is a complete copy of the results of our Latin America survey. And you can get that by visiting our website, WICRTWorkforceMobility.com, or by emailing solutions@WICRTWM.com. In closing, I'd like to thank Laura and Andres for their time and insight, and thank you for listening.